Hello, and welcome to another episode of Happy Without Medicine. It is me, Dr. Yuandi, your host. And in this episode of Happy Without Medicine, I'm going to be sharing with you things that I learned in Q1 of 2024, where I took 3 months off of clinical medicine. And these are really, really important, insightful lessons. And so if you're curious to hear what these lessons are and or learn from them, stay tuned and enjoy the episode. Welcome to Happy Without Medicine. And I'm your host, Dr. Yuandi, a medical doctor, therapist, and a fierce advocate for your happiness. My mission here is simple: to help professional women just like you create a life you're excited to wake up to. It's time to make the happiness you feel on the inside match the success others see on the outside. Let's get started. So just to give you a backstory for those of you who may be listening for the first time, or those of you who have recently joined the podcast crew and don't really know much about my backstory, I am a former emergency medicine doctor. I got into medical school, did my 4 years. I trained and then worked as an emergency medicine doctor altogether for almost 10 years. So I was taking care of the sickest of the sick people in the hospital. And in 2019, I went on maternity leave. And during that time, I started to explore the world of entrepreneurship. I started working towards opening a business. I was actually going to do immigration settlement and helping people find housing and doctors and schools for their kids and setting up their bank accounts. That was my first business that I was working on, but it eventually evolved into my financial literacy company, which I opened, I believe, in 2019 or very early 2020. And during that time, I discovered that I had a lot of interests and a lot of skills outside of medicine. All that to say that after a while of developing my interests outside of medicine, I went back to train as a psychotherapist. And I had left the ER for about 2 years at that time when I went back to train as a psychotherapist. But somewhere along the line, I said, you know what, let me see if I'm actually really, really done with emergency medicine. So I went back, did a couple of shifts, and right away I knew that I was out of alignment. Once I knew what alignment felt like, when I went back to the ER, I felt like I was out of alignment. And I've talked about this before on previous episodes of the podcast. But I remember distinctly my very last shift as an emergency room doctor, and that was in August of 2022. I was coming up to the end of my training as a psychotherapist. I had been working and training with an organization, but I was still doing some of these emergency medicine shifts here and there. And in August of 2022, on my way to Northern Ontario to work at a hospital there in their emergency department, my Uber driver, of all things, based on the 30-minute conversation that we had, which made me realize that this was the end, that this was the last emergency medicine shift that I was going to be doing. And it was basically one of the stepping stones towards opening my own private practice in November of 2022. All that to say that although I haven't worked in the emergency room, I haven't done hospital medicine since August of 2022, I have done walk-in shifts and urgent care shifts. And if you're not in healthcare, you might ask, well, what's the difference? Basically, emergency medicine is hospital. You're working in a hospital, whereas in a walk-in, and most urgent cares are actually standalone clinics for the most part. And so I've been doing that and actually really loving it alongside my private practice. So my psychotherapy practice is part-time, and I'd been doing urgent care on walk-ins, also part-time. But where I had been going is about an hour and a half, an hour 20 minutes drive from home. And I was doing that one shift, two shifts, sometimes three shifts a week. But I loved it because I got to work with lots of students, lots of immigrants. It wasn't uncommon for me to take care of people from different parts of Nigeria every shift that I was on. And it's always a great feeling to be able to help my community that way. And so I really enjoyed that. So by the end of 2023, it had been a year and a half of going to this place that was about an hour and a half away from home and doing urgent care, doing clinical medicine. But when 2024 rolled around, a couple of things happened and, you know, it just felt like the season for doing that was coming to an end. And if you know me, you know that I'm very, very sensitive to when seasons change. But I decided that, you know what, that this is the end of doing that type of work in that type of space. And what I thought was I'm going to go all in 100% on my psychotherapy practice. Maybe I'll hire someone and we will grow the practice. So that way I'm able to, instead of doing it 50%, I am now able to do it full time 100% and grow that way. And so going into 2024, it was a new year, a new way of thinking, and a new way of approaching things. Fast forward now, we are at the end of April 2024. So it's been 4 months since I made that decision. The first lesson that I learned, which is more of a confirmation, is that I am passionate about many different things that you can't really put into a box. And I'm also very good at many different things. That's why sometimes people who are like this to wake up one morning and say, I want to apply for a job as a C-suite executive, because they know that they can get it. They have that confidence in themselves. They have that confidence in their ability. And they know that, you know what, this is something I'm good at. I have many skills. I'm a great communicator. I learn fast. I work hard. I have great work ethic and I could do this. The problem is that not everything you're good at and not everything you're interested in is in alignment with what you are supposed to be doing. And to be self-aware enough to know that, yes, this is something that I will enjoy learning about, or yes, this is something that I'm good at and I can execute on. But if there isn't that alignment, at some point, this thing that I seemingly enjoy right now, I won't enjoy it anymore because it wasn't really meant for me to cultivate and grow in the first place. And so how do I manage this? How would I offer that you manage this if this is something that you resonate with? First of all, it's a reason why I'm such an advocate of reevaluating yourself every 3 months. Really getting into the habit of 3 months after you have made a decision, seeing what the output of that decision is. And is it something that is taking you closer towards your goal or further away from it? Because we know that there is a lag time between the effort that we put, the decisions that we make, the investments that we make, and the return on those investments. Just like a farmer, imagine getting a seed or a bag of seeds, and you actually don't know what the content of the seeds are, but you know that they're seeds. And as long as you put them in the ground and water them, you're going to get some sort of return. Reevaluating what is growing from those seeds every 3 months is going to be so beneficial, because say you want corn and 3 months after putting the seeds into the ground, you start to notice that you are getting beans instead of corn, you can re-strategize and say, okay, this is not really the direction that I want to be going. What can I do to change direction, or how can I make this such that it's taking me closer to my goal versus away from it? And so when you're someone who has lots of ideas and lots of potential and there's so many seeds in the bag, so to speak, being able to plant those seeds and giving it time, but then reevaluating frequently to then decide, okay, we're headed in the right direction. Well, we may not be in full bloom right now. It's not necessarily harvest season right now, but at least I know we're headed in the right direction and there's no need to course correct, or maybe there are little tweaks that you have to make, but we're generally headed in the right direction. And so 3 or 4 months ago, when I decided not to go back to urgent care, when I decided not to go to the walk-in clinic, again, an hour and a half away from us, I re-evaluated about 3 weeks ago and I said, you know what, Ioande, trying to scale CAMI counseling services the way you're doing it, You are much happier when you are doing both. So it's time to start thinking about whether you want to go back to 50-50 again. If I hadn't taken the pause to really take stock of how I was feeling and how I was working and the signs of burnout that were starting to show up, I would have probably just continued down the path of trying to make CAMI counseling 100% of what I do and not really reflecting on, okay, there was a reason why I did walk in and urgent care the past year and a half is because I actually enjoyed the work. So that's the first point. Knowing yourself. And if you're someone who you're passionate about different things, you're good at so many different things, it's okay to try things, but just make sure that you are reevaluating frequently so that you can make sure that wherever it is you're going is the direction you want to be headed. Now, the second thing that I learned over the past few months is that when you are resisting something, really understand what that resistance might be. And so, practically speaking, for me, what this looked like was when I entered 2024 was to go all in on CAMI counseling, make the hires, hire more doctors, hire more psychotherapists, bring people on board to grow the practice. But I was feeling so resistant to it. Every time I thought about it or every time I sat down to actually do the research to find out, okay, what would it take to hire? It would feel like I just did not sit well with me. And yes, I could have pushed through and said, you know, this is just normal worry or fear or all of that. By the time I sat down and thought about it, I'm like, this isn't really about me feeling like, oh, I just don't want to do it or anxious about it. But I was having a conversation with a dear friend and the light bulb went off when she said this. She was talking about her own job and she said, you know what? I love what I do, but honestly, managing people is a part of my job that I really, really don't like. And when she said that, that was when the light bulbs went off. Managing people is not something I enjoy doing at all. I love teaching. I love guiding. I love mentoring, I love helping, but when it comes to managing people, managing their work, managing whether they're in or they're not, managing whether they're on time or they're not, managing whether did they submit their notes. And yes, you could argue that I could hire a clinic manager to do all of that. The problem is that it takes money to hire people. It takes a lot of money to hire someone who will do that well. And unless I want to start taking business loans or a line of credit to hire staff, I'm really working on, which is not my preference. I have built my business debt-free, bootstrapping without any loans. Not to say that there's anything wrong with business loans, but if I can avoid it for now, that's just where my head is at. And even more importantly, if I was taking out a business loan to build out something that resonated with who I am, that to me would be a worthwhile investment, a way worthwhile investment versus taking out a business loan into something that I already know is going to annoy me and frustrate me. And so all that to say that when you're feeling resistance about moving into a certain direction, take a pause and ask yourself, where this resistance is coming from. Is it just coming from limiting thoughts about whether you can do it? Is it the fear of success? Is it the fear of failure? Or is it true resistance because intuitively you know that the direction that you're headed isn't something that aligns with you? And yes, I will have a team. Right now, I do have a team that helps me with my administration. I have an amazing podcast editor who is part of my team and people who help support me in different ways. I will have contractors do different things for me, but it's not a daily management thing. You know, it's not a daily check-in. It's not a daily having to remind people of my expectations. Right now, my team pretty much are on autopilot. They know their tasks, they know their duties, they know what is expected of them, and they deliver. And at this point, that's what works. That's what works. And whatever I build out is going to be in alignment with the things that even when I face challenges, I'm not going to feel like throwing the whole thing away. The next thing that I've learned is that success can be fun. Success can be a lot of fun, but the caveat is for success to be fun, you have to learn how to master your mind. You have to learn how to ask good questions. That is one way to master your mind, because when you ask good questions about a challenge that you're facing, something that is interfering with the way that you're having fun, whether it's in your career or in your business, when you ask good questions, you're going to get good answers. You're going to get good answers that will push you past the obstacle that you're facing and get you on your way towards the success that you're working towards. So I've met a lot of the women in my practice are having work-related stress, work-related challenges. For example, they may have recently moved to a new organization and find, even if it's the same role, they might find that they are not happy. The same role, different organization, but they're not happy. And a question like, what was it about your former place of work that made you happy? And they might say something like, oh, we didn't have as many meetings, or there was opportunity for outside of work connection. And so when you ask a question like that, you're able to get an answer that will then take you towards, okay, maybe I can suggest to my manager or to my boss, my director, whoever, is there a way for us to minimize the number of meetings that we're having? And it could literally be something that simple. Some people might find or might ask, okay, what is the one thing right now that is upsetting you the most? Like, what is the thing that you feel the most dissatisfied with when it comes to your life in general? And they'll say, you know what, this house, I've been here, and every time I walk in, I just feel so frustrated. Why do you feel frustrated? What is it that you don't like about your house? Well, there is stuff everywhere and it feels like I can never find what I'm looking for. Okay, well, do we need to talk about organization? Do we need to talk about decluttering, donating things that you don't need anymore? Right. So being able to ask questions instead of ruminating and turning this frustration over and over in your mind and just, because once we get down that rabbit hole, it's very hard to get out. And one powerful way to get out of the rabbit hole or prevent yourself from getting into the rabbit hole is to learn how to ask powerful questions. And if you haven't yet downloaded my 5 mindful minutes questions, 5 questions to reduce your stress in 5 minutes or less, this is your cue to do it now. So go to bit.ly/5mindfulminutes. bit.ly/5 with 1 L, minutes with an S, and download it. It's going to be really helpful for you to help manage your mind when it comes to some of these things that we're talking about, how to reduce your stress, how to change your perspective around certain situations that you're experiencing, things that are causing you anxiety, things that are causing you worry. It's really, really good. So definitely go and check it out. And so all that to say that, yes, you can have a good time with work. Yes, you can have a good time with building a business. Yes, you can have a good time with building a family. Yes, you can have a good time and have fun creating things that you have, these ideas, these passion projects that you have, as long as you're able to master your mind. And the PDF that I shared, the link will also be in the show notes, also be very, very useful and helpful when it comes time to do that. And finally, you can change your mind. You can change your mind. I'm finding myself telling my clients more and more, no decision you make is permanent. Even if you decide to get a tattoo on your face, which I know none of you will, there's laser treatment for things like that. Yes, there might be a bit of scarring and some bumps along the way, but it's reversible. And so if you're stuck about a certain decision and you feel like, okay, is this a mistake or is this something that I'm going to regret? Just go ahead and do it. Of course, be thoughtful, be circumspect, think about your situation, do the pros and cons list, whatever it is that you need to do, but don't wait too long. Understand that the time that you are spending thinking and ruminating, you're wasting time and you're wasting energy. take a decision and know that you can always change your mind. I was speaking to a lady, again, one of my clients, and she's worried because, you know, she's trying to find jobs and the only jobs available for her are in parts of Ontario that are outside of main cities, but they're paying good money. But she's concerned that, you know what, if I go to these places, what is it going to do to my mental health? She's someone who's very close to her friends. She's close to her families. I'm actually thinking there's another client of mine who we went through this very same exercise. And so when we looked at it, it turns out that you can make this decision. And if in 3 months you get to where they're paying you and where you have a job, you don't like it, set up yourself so that you're not stuck. Set up yourself so that you are agile. Set up yourself so that there's flexibility in being able to come back if you don't like it. Don't sign any contracts that are going to keep you there for 12 months, right? And make sure that you have your backup savings just in case you have to leave the job and come back into the job market. And so, yes, it is a big deal or a big decision to decide to move to a different part of the province or a different country or whatever it might be. But understand that no decision is permanent. No decision is permanent. And I've seen it many times in my life. And then more recently made the decision, you know what, I think the season of urgent care is over. I left urgent care in January 2024, but then went back after doing an assessment with myself and asked myself some of those questions, like, what did I like about working in urgent care? What did I like about doing those walk-ins? And then taking the steps towards finding somewhere closer to home that has a very similar population. So lots of newcomers, immigrants, lots of refugees and students. So I'm able to do work that I love in my practice at CAMI Counseling Services with my psychotherapist. Therapy, supporting people with their mental health, giving them tools and strategies to manage their mind, helping them with their stress, helping them with anxiety, helping them with strategies for working better and living better and having more fulfilling relationships. And then also in my clinical medicine, where I am working with the population that I love, doing work that I love. And so those are just some lessons that I've learned. They're very similar to conversations that I've been having a lot with the woman in my practice. And so I hope that it has been also helpful for you and you've taken a few lessons from everything that I've said today that you can apply to your own life as well too. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it. And until next time, remember that I'm here always advocating for your success and your happiness. Bye. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Yuan Di, on the Happy Without Medicine podcast this week. If you enjoyed this episode, I would so appreciate it if you could give it a review on Apple Podcast because it helps Happy Without Medicine pop up when other women are searching for ways to find their happiness again. And visit happywithoutmedicine.com to view the complete show notes and other resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll catch you next time.